People say they want to hear good news, and King of News is the best there is, don't you think? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. See, the hard stuff provides the contrast where hope shines brightest. Today, we'll see what God's doing in Turkey, the Middle East, and Peru. Despite mounting instability in Turkey, Christians are holding out hope. Rody Rodehaver heads up International Needs, a ministry with deep roots in Turkey.
One of the things that we're attempting to do is building coalitions of Protestant and Catholic churches who are working together to help meet some of the needs of the refugees that are in the country of Turkey. There are 2 million of them there, so there's plenty of need.
As believers meet physical needs, they're sharing the hope of Christ with the refugees. They're competing for the refugees' attention, though. Fighting between Turkey's government and rebel forces is inching the country towards civil war, which leaves refugees with few options for a safe haven. International Needs is providing help and hope, but they can't do it without you.
We are seeing some deficits just because of the unrest.
In a minute, we'll share how to help fill this funding gap. Speaking of schools, it can be tricky to get there when you're attending one in the Gaza Strip. The Bethlehem Bible College, or BBC, knows this, but partnering with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, students can learn about Jesus through television programming in the safety of their own home. Each program shares Christian messages like supporting family, cooperation, and reconciliation. Would you pray for the safety of the students and teachers? You're listening to Mission Network News. We're going to switch gears. Most college students can't wait for graduation day. It's the same for communities helped by Food for the Hungry. FH's Beth Allen explains.
Food for the Hungry goes into these communities with the exit plan in mind. We go in with the intent that there will be a graduation someday.
After 13 years of working with FH, graduation day just came for residents of Santa Barbara, Peru.
It's like a vast slum thrown onto the hillsides around Lima.
Before FH came to help, no one trusted each other and few had ever heard of Christ. But today, families meet together regularly for Bible study. If you're thinking, so what?
We want our listeners to know about it because, for one thing, you can be part of that story. Santa Barbara has already graduated, but there are many more communities out there that need help.
Stick around for more specifics. And it's not just communities that need your help. So do individual kids. In Kenya, kids are often abandoned. Most are brought to orphanages, but adoptions have always been difficult up until now. Buckner International's been laying down the groundwork and have already seen kids adopted into loving Christian families like the one with Finnis. She recently adopted a son and says her faith in Jesus was strong because she knew he planned for her to be a mom. Now that's a story that tugs on the heartstrings. All of today's stories are about impact in various forms. So what kind of impact do you think $5 has on the Great Commission? I mean, you wouldn't think it would do much, but when Bibles for China gets hold of that $5...
Anybody that gives money to Bibles for China, that money goes directly to China to purchase Bibles from Amity Press. So for $5, we can place a Bible into someone's hand, which places it into their heart and their family.
That's Bibles for China President Wendell Rovenstein. They're also training up to 200 church leaders this year in how to study God's Word.
We realize they want to do the discipleship and become disciples in their country.
They did an informal survey and learned that one Bible can influence 5 people, 3 of whom will give their hearts to Christ.
Our minimum for next year will be 10,000 Bibles per trip that we take into China, and we're trusting, Lord, next year to do at least 8 trips.
Only in God's economy can $5 stretch that far. So what will he do with yours? We've linked all of these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and it's free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.